Morning. Just to recap what we've seen over the past few days and then to continue in our topic, we've been discussing when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, what do we do for the Seudas of Shabbos? We need three Seudas. It's a mitzvah, Shalosh Seudas. And we are having a challenge finding a great solution. On the one hand, we brought a potential solution. Just eat matzah. We're going to have matzah for the Seder, Motzei Shabbos, starting Saturday night. So why not have matzah? Everything is kosher l'Pesach, ideally coming into Shabbos. And we said that that only will only work fundamentally for Friday night. But Shabbos day, there is a halacha to not eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So starting from early Shabbos morning, from Alos HaShachar, we don't eat any matzah. There are those who are knowing all of the month, all of Nisan, to not have any matzah, so that wouldn't work for Friday night as well. So that would be possible solution number one, matzah, but really it'll only work for Friday night. Solution, possible solution number two, is having what we call matzah ashira, also called pasaba bekisnin, which would be, for example, pure egg matzah, not having any water used to make the matzah or make the matzah with fruit juice, no water involved. And we saw that, according to some poskim, indeed that is a solution. Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's his preferred solution to have that as the meal Friday night and Shabbos morning. But it's not a solution for thereafterward. You have to finish eating it by the end of the fourth hour, just like we would finish our chametz by the end of the fourth hour. We have to finish eating this matzah ashira by the end of the fourth hour. So it's a solution for Friday night and in the early morning meal, Shabbos day. However, there are some that are not very fond of this solution as well. Number one, they are of the view that we have a minhag. Some people have a minhag to not eat matzah ashira on the 14th of Nisan. So problem number one. And problem number two, there are some poskim who are of the view, including Rav Avadi Yosef and his Yechavidas, that indeed the bracha on this matzah ashira, this pasaba bekisnin, is mizonos. It is mizonos, even if you want to eat a lot of it, it's mizonos. You can't have a kviu seuda, you can't turn it into a seuda, and accordingly you cannot use it as lechem mishnah. So our second solution, according to some poskim, does not work. So it leaves us with the third solution. This third solution is having lechem mishnah out of chametz. Let's use our regular challahs or pitot or something like that, and let's use chametz, and that's what we'll have to do. So in fact, today what we'll lay out is some of the potential problems with doing that. Then hopefully by tomorrow we'll find a solution to having our lechem mishnah as real chametz. So problem number one is that if we have lechem mishnah Friday night, then we can, and we have leftover, we need lechem mishnah also for Shabbos day, Shabbos morning, and we have to finish it by the end of the fourth hour. But what happens if we have extra? So we're going to have to find a solution. If we have chametz left over, you can't eat it after the end of the fourth hour. What are we going to do with the extra? We also have a concern that if we have peirurin, if we have crumbs left over from that chametz, we're going to have to find a solution to cleaning them up and getting rid of them as well. So we'll put that as problem number one that we're going to have to address. Problem number two is if the food was cooked in, and that's assuming that we have more of the meal chametz, if you used any kalim, if you use pots and the like in order to cook the food, it's going to be difficult to heat up that food. So if we're using chametz dik food during that meal, not only the bread, the lechem mishnah, but if we have a chont or a potato kugel that has a flour in it, what are we going to do in that situation with heating up the food? We're not going to be able to have a hot chom pot there, even though we could eat the chametz up until the end of the fourth hour. But how are we going to heat it up? What are we going to do that with that chametz thick chom pot? And how are you going to heat things up on a plata if there are chametz and we're all set for Pesach already? So that is going to be problem number two. Problem number three, if we have the dishes that were chametz thick, if we have the pots, etc., themselves, not even talking about heating up, but the pots themselves, how are you going to clean them? It's now Shabbos, and we're going into Pesach, and we shouldn't be cleaning them right now for purposes of, we don't need them now. So how you be preparation for after Shabbos if we're cleaning them now on Shabbos? So that is going to be problem number three. And problem number four is, in any case, we don't have a solution for Su'uda Shlishis. We are not able to eat, according to many Shitas, the Lechem Mishnah and the meal of Su'uda Shlishis in the morning by the end of 4 hours. Ideally, that would be in the afternoon. So we still have to figure out a Su'uda Shlishis. So because of all of those problems, we're going to have to investigate, is it really a viable option to have Lechem Mishnah for Chametz, or is that not? And Emir Tashem, we will cover that all tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.